Yevamos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Shnei Achim Umeis Echad Mehem. Two brothers, Ruvain and Shimon, one of them die. Ruvain dies. V'yibi Mashenius Eishes Achiv. But in this case, different than the previous Mishnah, Shimon went and married Ruvain's wife. And now, Va'acha Kach Nolad Lena'ach. And now Levi is born. So Levi was born after Shimon already did Yibam. That's the difference. V'meis, and now Shimon dies. So Harishani Yotzis Mishum Eishes Achiv Shlo Haya Ba'ilama. So Yocheved, Ruvain's first wife, she's not in the picture. He doesn't do Yibum Mechalitza because of Eishes Achav Shalohaya Ba'olamo. Even though, in this case, he was born after Shimon already married her. We're going to see that there's a difference with that. Vashnia Mishum Tzarasa. And the Shnia, Shimon's second wife, can also not marry Levi because she's the Tzara to this Erva of Eishes Achav Shalohaya Ba'olamo, to Yocheved, because they were both married to Shimon. And since he's also to one of the wives of Shimon, he's also to the Tzara as well. Also, B'maimer V'meis, if Shimon didn't completely marry her, like we said, he did like a mixus kedushin, and then he died. Hashnia choletzes v'lo misyabemis, just like the previous Mishnah. Yocheved Sara, that Shimon was married to, chalitza, but no yibum. Because even though it's not a complete Sara, because Yocheved really wasn't 100% married to Shimon, nevertheless, they still require you to do chalitza, because it's a mixus kedushin. So there is some type of Sara there. Rabbi Shimon Oymer, miyabim le'ezo mehem sheyirtze. Rabbi Shimon says that Levi can actually do yibum to any one of these wives, each of them, or he could do chalitza to each one that he wants. Why? Rabbi Shimon holds that once Shimon goes and does yibum to Yocheved, who's the Eishes Achav Shalohaya Ba'olamo, that is a completely new marriage, and it takes away the connection of yibum from the first brother entirely. Now, what's the pshat, Rabbi Shimon? It's the way the Gemara learns in Dav Chof and Rashi's Masbir, is what's happening here is that since when Levi was born, Shimon already married her, so there was no zik of Yibum to Levi at all. It was a brand new marriage. Shimon married his brother's wife, but when Yibum comes along, there's no Isser of Eishes Achiv when there's Yibum. So since there's no Isser of Eishes Achiv when there's Yibum, and Shimon did Yibum to Yocheved, Ruvain's wife, and now Levi, Rashi's Lashon is Vashlishi Mikoach Sheniba. His koach to be able to go and do yibum to Yocheved is coming from the koach of Shimon. He's like continuing the marriage of his brother Shimon. And since Shimon was able to marry her this way, even though you would think that Levi shouldn't, he's still zocha through that. Different than, for example, let's say a guy has a brother that dies with children, and then the brother is born. Forget about yibum. Is he allowed to marry her? He can't, because it's an Eishes Achiv. But this is different because of the Yibum that Shimon did. Now Levi can come and through the same Koach of Yibum continue that and take it over. However, even Reb Shimon agrees that if Levi was born before Shimon married her, so now there was an Isser right away when Levi was born of Eishes Achiv Shalohar Be'olamo, because he was Zakuk to Yibum for his dead brother's wife. Even Levi that just was born now after Ruvain died. So since that Isser was Nolad then, it was created that Isser, so even if Shimon went, married her, and then Shimon died, in that case, Levi couldn't marry her. But in the case where Shimon first married, and then Levi was born, then like Rabbi Shimon says, then he can do Yibum or Chalitza. However, the Chum disagreed, because the Chum held that when Shimon went and married this woman, it was still a continuation of Ruvain. It was still a Yibum. It wasn't like a brand new marriage. Because the Torah says, and let's say this is talking about Shimon, V'lacha lo li'isha v'yibma, that even after he marries her, she's still considered a Yavama, that she's still Zakuk Yibum. And since she's still Zakuk to Yibum, even while she's still called a Yavama, even while Shimon's married, so if she's called a Yavama, even if now Levi is born afterwards, here's a Yavama that now, it's as if he's Zakuk to Yibum from the first wife, Ruvain, because she is still connected to the first husband, because she's called a Yavama still. That's the key, according to the Chacham. Since she's called the Yavama, still connected to the first husband, even after he's dead, now it's going to be a problem because it's almost like Levi is going to be usher to her forever.